Blog Talk Radio. Controlled, all male executed, all male domain, all men all the time? Do you know what kind of woman you have to be to survive, not only survive, but to thrive and to gain their utmost respect, their utmost regard, and to gain the admiration of not only the men you work with, but everybody who encounters you? Do you know what kind of woman you had to be in 1980? You gotta be powerful, 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 powerful. And I mean powerful.
Good evening, everyone. This is Chris on IMTM Worldwide Radio, and tonight is Women in Business. It's our first show of the month of March, but not the last one by far. 646-652-4479 is the number. We are broadcasting from a unique location tonight. Hopefully everybody can hear me all night long. Starbucks is popping on a Thursday evening. I don't know what's going on here, but I am live and in living color. Had to come here for technical difficulties at the spot I usually would do it at. So I'm glad Starbucks is able to let me accommodate my show here tonight. So as you heard the sounder earlier, you heard Ms. Oprah Winfrey, one of the most powerful women on the face of the earth, I should say, talking about powerful. And when you're talking about women as a whole, you're talking about female empowerment and movement and things of that nature, it goes a long way and goes a long way in saying that at a certain point you do have to take control of any situation that you might find yourself in. So especially when you're talking about starting a business. And the young woman that we have on tonight is someone who's taking that sentiment by the reins, and she's incorporated it into her life goals over a period of time. There's no time that I've ever known her to not be working on a project of one sort or another and taking advantage of opportunities as they come. Now, last year she actually appeared on my show right at the beginning of the point of creating her company called Scenic City Aesthetics in Chattanooga, Tennessee. But now she has more things that have happened since then, and that's what we're going to have her on for, to talk about updates, talk about, again, how she started, to give people an idea of where she comes from, a little bit personal, but then also what she has coming up and what she has in store for everybody. So let's go ahead and bring on our guest. She is MJ Gibbons. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm doing well, Chris. How are you?
I am doing excellent. Can't say that more than enough. I'm so glad I was able to get you on tonight. And now let me ask you a question. Do you hear all the craziness behind me?
Yeah, I can hear, but it's I can still hear you. I have a bit of craziness going on in my background too. I'm just getting home. It'll be fun.
All right, cool. Well, if you hear the coffee grinder in my finger and it's mashing up, don't worry about it. I'll go to the hospital later, okay? So, all right. So that being said, 646-652-4479 is the number, everybody. If you do get a chance to call in, feel free to show MJ Gibbons some support. Maybe you live in Tennessee. Maybe you live in Georgia. Maybe you live in Alabama. And maybe you know who she is. You might want to call in and give her a shout-out, and or you might want to ask her a personal question about the business of aesthetics and some of the services that she offers. We'll be talking about that all night. But first things first, for those who didn't get to hear your interview last year, we're going to ask a few questions about you, just where you come from, and a little brief history of you, if you don't mind. So tell everyone where you're originally from.
I'm originally from Compton, California, but I am currently living in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
All right, so straight from the city of Compton. I know there's a song that goes
straight out of
something Compton. Like that. There you go. So how in the world did you end up from Cali to end up in Tennessee?
Well, my mother, she's from Chattanooga, so we moved there back down here with her. So that's how we kind of ended up here with the rest of my family from her side.
So how long were you in Cali, and what are some of the things that you took away from living in the state of California over a period of time?
Well, let's see. I moved from California when I was probably 8 or 9, and just in that short time frame, I just gained a lot of, I guess, I won't say street knowledge, but I mean just everyday, you know, life knowledge. It's a blessing to have come from Compton, because you, the things that I experienced there, I don't think you would have really, even though it was hard, I am very thankful for the things that I've seen, good and bad. So,
is there any one thing that you say that happened in that time that you were there, you could say maybe affected you for years or even a short period of time?
Oh, well, yeah, you know, I tell people all the time I probably have, like, some form of hood PTSD. I mean, you see drive-bys and people getting shot and police brutality. I mean, just everything that you see in the movies, you know, is what's happening there is very true. But, like I said, it shaped me. I'm very grateful for everything that I've experienced just after living there, because, I mean, it shaped me into the person that I am, and I think that I needed those experiences to, you know, help me become the person that I am today. I needed that strength.
Understandable. And a lot of people forget about that sometimes when it comes to experiences. Some things that you remember immediately and some things don't kick in until years later, but the experience itself helps you long term. Let me ask you, being in Tennessee now, what's for those who've never been to Tennessee, what's Tennessee like?
Tennessee is beautiful. Chattanooga is known as the scenic city. Downtown Chattanooga is absolutely gorgeous. We have the aquarium and all different types of things here. But I really love my city of Chattanooga. It's absolutely gorgeous here, especially in the fall time with all the trees and everything. It's a very beautiful place to be.
Travel agents are paying you left and right, huh, Majita? So
They need to.
So you actually gave me a perfect segue, because you mentioned how Chattanooga is growing. Wow, they're really messing with these chairs, aren't they? You mentioned that Chattanooga is known as the Scenic City. So you have a company called Scenic City Aesthetics. Give us a little bit of a rundown about how you came about with that, what went into it. And kind of give us your journey as far as just getting it started.
Well, I started school for aesthetics. I actually went to school in Dalton, Georgia. And when I started, I want to say maybe in 2016. Well, actually, let me back up. I took a microblading class in 2016 in January before I even went to school for aesthetics. And I just got in the class and really love everything about the field, and I got really serious with it. I graduated in November of 2017, and the very next day I went to start training at a spa, was there for a while, gained some knowledge of how to run, you know, a spa and how to do some pretty great services. And I went into business for myself in April of 2018. I've almost been in business for a year. So far, so good. I'm very grateful and blessed for the opportunities that I've created, and that's come my way so far.
Well, I want to say one thing, of course, is that if anybody was listening, hopefully you all are, she mentioned Dalton, Georgia. Now we all know that she's in Chattanooga, Tennessee. So Tennessee and Georgia, those are not the same places. So guess what she had to do to go to school, y'all? She had to travel. And she doesn't have a helicopter to do it. 646-652-4479. So my point is, at a certain point when you do want something to happen, sacrifices have to be made sometimes when you're really serious about it. And I will say this because I do know her personally. I remember when she first told me that she was even thinking about going to school for it. And she finished it. And a lot of people don't finish what they start, and that's why they're not where they want to be. They're not willing to do it. So I just have to give Ms. Giddens a little shout-out on that end. So,
thank you.
Graduate from school. Oh, you're welcome. You graduate from school. So when did it come to where, you know, you were mentioning how you were working out of, you know, different location and, you know, getting your skills up and everything like that. When was it that the first thought of you saying, okay, I need to do this on my own? When did that happen?
Well, you know, working with people, first of all, let me just say I'm a very creative person. I can't be put into a box. And I have always had a entrepreneurial type spirit. And so when you're working with two business-minded people, you know, I kind of outgrew where I was at. And it was just time for me to do something different. And so that's why I just knew that I had to go and do my own thing, because I had so many ideas. And I felt like working for someone else was hindering what, you know, I wanted to do. And so even from graduation, I always knew I wanted to work for myself, and I saw working somewhere else as a stepping stone, but I've always from day one knew that's what I wanted to do, be, you know, working by myself, for myself.
Mm-hmm. Now, motivation-wise, because, again, you know this wasn't going to be easy, so what would you say were some of the motivations that said, okay, I'm thinking about it, but what was it that put you over the top to say, I have to do this?
Well, you know, honestly, working at the place I was working at, I was on a commission type base, and just I remember one situation where it's kind of like just the deal breaker. We're supposed to get some a certain commission for bringing, you know, certain people in, and it was a client that I found or whatever. And it was 2 or 3 girls came in for laser. And long story short, I would have made $2,000 off of, you know, the clients that came in. And so whatever happened, I didn't end up getting the commission I was supposed to get because of, you know, misunderstandings of whatever was going on. I just knew that, like, you know, I'm working so hard to build this dream for someone else. And I'm just like, you know, I need all my money. I have 2 children that I take care of. So I need all my money. And that was what it was. I can't. I have to work for me and do what I have to do for my kids. No one's going to look out for you like you look out for yourself. So that's what it was.
Well, and again, I've always said this at a certain point. It's like I'm not really ever understood it, is that if a person does have children, how are not they the most important and the most highly motivational factor ever in regards to saying, okay, I have a goal and I want to finish it. And I've always, like I said, I've never understood it, how people could just kind of revert back to, it doesn't matter that much, and it doesn't matter if I go forward or backwards or sideways or up and down. I'll just stay where I'm at and be content. And I've just never really understood that. So you mentioned you have kids. You don't have to get, you know, too personal, but, you know, girls, boys, what do you have?
I have 2 daughters.
Two young queens are going to follow their mother into greatness. That's excellent. So let me ask you this, because now we know a little bit more about you. We know a little bit more about how you got started. Now let's talk about the present, and then let's also talk about the future. What are some of the things that you offer on a regular basis with your services?
Well, of course, lash extensions. I offer a very popular service that I offer is dermaplaning, and that is just a physical exfoliation of your skin. I'm removing all the dead skin from your face, and it sounds scary, but it's painless. I'm using a sterile surgical scalpel to scrape off all that dead skin and vellus hair or peach fuzz off your face. And so that's a very popular one. The ladies love that, especially ladies that wear makeup, because your makeup goes on very smoothly. And also the gentleman's facial is very popular for my guys. I use a high-frequency wand that kills the bacteria in your face, and it helps prevent hair bumps. And so men love it. Very relaxing treatment. So they come in for that all the time.
Well, that sounds like a very popular service there. And it sounds like a moneymaker as well. Anything else that you do on a regular basis there?
Acne, was it a high-frequency facial for my acne clients? It's a bunch of different things I have on my services, and I'm actually adding more to it. I'll be offering brow waxing, brow tinting, lash tinting, lash lifts. I haven't even put that on my site yet, but I'm going to be offering lash lifts. And it's basically people that are kind of lower maintenance, and they don't want to get the lash extensions where they have to clean them every day. They just get a lash lift where it takes your natural lashes and gives them like a for maybe 3 to 6 weeks, just a curl to them. It's kind of, I don't want to say a perm for your lashes, but that's basically kind of what it is. So, yeah, lash lift.
Of course, I wouldn't know anything about that, but it sounds interesting, though.
Yeah.
But you actually answered one of my other questions. I was going to start asking you a little bit about what your target market is. And, of course, a bigger question, as you're in Chattanooga and with city, scenic city aesthetics, is it possible that people outside of Chattanooga might be able to get some of your services?
I have all types of people that come to see me, but just conserving their natural beauty. I'm very much so into keeping you looking natural, keeping your natural beauty up. And I don't really want to change anything about you. I just want to keep your natural beauty exactly how it is and just kind of preserve that. So I don't want to do anything that's going to alter that in any type of way. And so that's what I'm kind of into, like corrective treatments and just accentuating your natural beauty and keeping your skin healthy, really. And I do have people that come and visit me that's from out of town, but I'm actually considering going out of town for like services. I've had a lot of people in Georgia and different areas, you know, say, I wish you were here. So I've been kind of playing around with the idea of maybe traveling different places and setting it like a pop-up shop or something like that. But I'm still working on that, so I'm not going to put this in stone yet, but I'm definitely considering it because I've had a lot of people ask me, especially in Atlanta area, mainly about my gentleman's
patient. I bet. See, no comment. But anyway, so First of all, that's awesome that you have people actually reaching out and having the interest. And again, it's always about supply and demand. One of the biggest things that over the last year and a half with my Women in Business show, for people who have heard it, is the ladies who have been on the show mentioned, if you're afraid to tell people who you are and what you do, how do you expect for anybody to use you as a business, a service, a product? And it's because if you're not willing to show what you can do, what are you really doing? And so the reason that, you know, Ms. Giddens can say that she has people from Atlanta, which is, not in Chattanooga, asking or saying, hey, I wish you were here, is because she keeps showing people what they could be experiencing, and they're not experiencing it wherever they are. Hint, hint, right? And so that's why she's able to even contemplate kind of moving around a little bit, because there's people out there wanting the service and they're willing to pay for it, which is kind of important, right? 646-652-4479. Don't forget, you can call into the show right now. You can ask a question of Ms. Giddens and or just show your support as she's on the show. And, again, I know y'all hear all the ruckus behind me. I had to come to the Starbucks location to do the show tonight because of technical difficulties, but hopefully – everybody is hearing everything pretty okay. I can hear Ms. MJ Giddens loud and clear. Hopefully she can hear me as they roast coffee beans, like, live and in living color, along with some Oompa Loompas back in the background there, I see. So this has been a fun night. All right. So, where do you think Scenic City Aesthetics will be years from now? Like, you know, you have your daughters, and eventually they're going to get of age and, you know, move out the house. I know you don't like that, but it's going to happen. And, you know, how do you foresee the future with your company, with your business, over the next 5 to 10 years?
Well, I know that my company will be thriving, alive and well, and my daughters will probably be doing something in it, working or doing something like that. But, you know, my end goal for Scenic City Aesthetics is for it just to be a spa where I have, you know, employees. Right now, I am a solo esthetician, just me there working by myself. But, you know, the near future, I would like to get a location big enough for a few people to come in and work, you know, and help me out just to grow my brand that way and have my kids be able to come in and, you know, run it and do, you know, different things there, whatever they may want to. The aesthetic field is always coming out with different procedures, so it's no telling what I'll be doing, you know, service-wise in the years to come. But I'm really excited. The future is definitely bright for Scenic City Aesthetics.
Well, so am I. Now, I will throw out one thing, and I don't know if you were going to mention it or not. There was something else that you were thinking about doing for the kids. You want to throw that out there for the listeners, wherever they might be, to see if they might be interested in it?
Well, yeah, I'm not going to speak on it too much, but I am keeping it in mind. I have some things that I've been actually working on all day today, and so I'm sure I'll be back on the show, and I'll give you guys an update on that. But definitely, look out for it. I will be doing some things for children that's pretty special, and I'm really excited about that.
See, y'all, I tried to get her to do it because, you know, I got the inside information, but she wouldn't bite, y'all, so that's good. See, she knows her publicity. I hear you, Ms. Gibbons. I hear you. All right, so that being said, first and foremost, I'm glad that you were able to come on to the show tonight. I know you're busy, crazy busy schedule, but the thing that we need to know and make sure of is, how do we get in touch with you in regards to your services, products, things that you offer? How could someone schedule something for you? Could come to Atlanta or Miami or somewhere to have some of your services rendered to them. How can they get in touch with you online and website, all that kind of good stuff?
Well, my social media handles is Scenic City Aesthetics on Instagram and on Facebook. And if you go to Style Seat, it's Scenic City Aesthetics on there also.
All right. Well, again, I'm so happy to be able to have you on. Again, it's not often that I have, you know, return guests onto the show. I usually only, at the end of the day, reserve it for those who have a major, you know, accomplishment. And in your case, you have several. One, you've been in business for over a year. Two, you've expanded your company with services and products and things of that nature, and you have even more plans in store. And at the end of the day, you're wanting to make things happen. And when it comes to, again, women in business, the whole purpose of the show is to highlight women who are determined in being successful. And, again, I believe, isn't March, is it women's? I can't remember how it's termed, but women's month or female empowerment month?
Something like that. I think I saw that.
Yeah, so I wanted to make sure that I got as many many as I could this month, and definitely MJ was one that I wanted very much. So hopefully everyone can hear me. I almost lost my voice. I think the coffee that I drank is trying to kill me, y'all. Well, as we let you go, one more time, MJ, let people know how they can reach you again on social media and your website and everything. Just want to make sure they get it.
You can find me on Style Seat. It's Scenic City Aesthetics, and that is also my social media handles for Facebook and Instagram.
Y'all make sure you do it. Ladies, you do it. Guys, you can do it. Guys, you can set it up for your girlfriends or your wives. And guys, you have the services that you can utilize for yourself. She'll make you look beautiful or handsome, whichever one applies to you, right? And definitely she'll treat you right. And definitely make sure you refer her to other people. That's a big thing about business nowadays, of course, is referrals. And again, the reason that she's even got people interested is because they see how nice people look after the fact. It's before and after, and just the enjoyment of just being pampered. Let me say this real quick. That's part of the industry I think is underestimated or underutilized. I don't know how you want to say it. It's so stressful to live nowadays, you know, on a day-to-day basis. And a lot of people don't like to take time off for themselves and take it personally. And that needs to happen more. You know what I'm saying? Especially in corporate America, where I'm at again. And the stress that you see people, it's horrible. It ages them. So guess what Scenic City Aesthetics can do? It could de-age you. I'm just giving her a free commercial right here, y'all. Anyway, so that being said, on this episode of Women in Business, again, I appreciate you coming on to the show. I can't wait to see what you do in the future. Make sure you let us know when you do have some travel dates come up. I'll mention it on the air from time to time. But until next time, you take care, and I can't wait to talk to you again soon, okay?
Yeah, thank you for having me, and I can't wait to come back on in the near future and let you guys know what I'm up to.
All right, then. You take care now.
All right, you too.
Again, shout out to Miss MJ Giddens. I can't say enough how much respect I have for her as a person, as a woman, as a friend. I've known her for a long time now, and again, it's never been a time where she's not been working on projects, whether it be self projects, projects with other people. She's always been one to better herself in the world and in different industries and things of that nature. And again, the moment I heard that she was going to start school for aesthetics, I knew she was going to finish it. I knew she had a goal in mind, and she's making that goal happen. And again, I just see so many that say the same thing, and then they let the littlest thing stop them. And it's very disappointing because you know they have the talent to do it, and excuses just come out of nowhere. So that being said, we're going to take a little bit of a break. I'm going to hang around here. I just got a text message from somebody. I'm going to hang around here and get ready to close out the show, but I just want to do a little bit more of a announcement in regards to the next show. So I'm going to take a little break, see if I can get this coffee out of my system. This is Chris on IMTN Worldwide Radio, and this is Women in Business. We're going to go off with a little song by an artist whose name is C. Ross. The name of the song is Under Construction, and after that, we'll be right back. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio on Women in Business. Be right back.
They told me, change the circle of friends, don't want to remind them of the old me.
Back. This is Chris, INTN Worldwide Radio on Women in Business. That was artist C. Watts with his song Under Construction. He is going to be shooting a photo shoot pretty soon with INTN, which is me, of course. I'm excited about that. And that's why I actually wanted to come back and make sure that everybody knows what's going on between the different companies that I have. First and foremost, again, INTN Worldwide Radio was started almost 10 years ago. A lot has happened since then. I'm very excited with some of the things that I've accomplished, but right now, really pushing INTN Worldwide Radio further than I ever have tried before. Have several shows now on my network, including Around the ATL, which just had its 40th show this week. We're 12 shows away for a one-year anniversary, so I'm very excited about that. The Women in Business show, of course, is very popular because of the highlight of women. But the guests that we've had over the year have been excellent. We've had, of course, MJ Giddens, of course, business owner. We've had lawyers. We've had clothing designers. We've had Olympic gold medalists on the show. We've had WNBA head coach of the year, Nikki Collin, on the show. And that two-time Olympic gold medalist, of course, is Angel McCautry from the WNBA team Atlanta Dream. We've had so many other people over the year, Bob Raftin, Hall of Famer, Steve Coleman, Hall of Famer, both from broadcasters, TV and radio, respectively. But what we're looking at doing now is going bigger. So be looking out for some new projects for INTN Worldwide Radio coming up. If you're not following on the Spreaker app right now, take 60 seconds, download the Spreaker app to your phone, follow the INTN Worldwide Radio page, register for free to become a follower. One, because it makes you eligible for Free Stuff Friday. Every Friday I pick somebody, and then the next week I call someone's name out on the air on one of my shows, and you might win something. Just like Cass of the O'Conn twins, won a Dirty Culture t-shirt from Mom Made Graphics just the other day. So she'll be taking a picture of that as soon as we can get it out to her. She's very excited about it. She picked out the shirt that she wants. Of course, it's one of my favorite shirts. Luca ain't a hawk, people. Anyway, another story for another day. But make sure you follow the Spreaker.com app for INTN Worldwide Radio. Also, make sure you follow on Instagram, INTN Worldwide Radio, as well. One of the other projects, and I just actually saw it, last year the O'Conn twins, who are from London, England, by the way, and I work with them, I manage them, they came to America for the first time last year. It was a goal of theirs, a bucket list goal. They accomplished it. They were here for 2 whole months. They did a lot of different things. They had photo shoots. They were in TV shows. They were in a couple of films. And then they shot their own movie. That movie is called Falling Star. They star in it. And I just saw the teaser. The teaser is complete. The movie is complete. I can't wait to show it to y'all. It's coming. This is my first project as a co-director. I actually ended up doing the casting on it, location scouting on it, and basically the production of it, the producing part of it. I put together a script because the idea was spawned from the O'Conn twins and a Starbucks, by the way, in Atlanta, Georgia. But they didn't have any dialogue, and, you know, we had to kind of piece the story together. So, I put all that together, and the thing of it is that as much hard work as that went into it, a lot of other people would have been like, oh, that's too much. All right, the O'Conn twins don't think anything is too much, and that's why they are where they are right now in their careers, and they actually have careers with their acting. So I'm so excited to see that teaser tonight. So I just wanted to give them a shout out. Of course, Lucid Productions as well, who was the videographer for the project. And again, he's been doing a great job of editing and everything. So I can't wait for everybody to see his work as well. That goes into my next thing, which is my personal project, my first film that I've ever directed before. It's called Transitions, and I'm in the process of shooting it right now. We actually had first rehearsal tonight. We have another one tomorrow. Very excited. It's a story about change, and, you know, anything can change at any given time, and you never really know when that change is going to happen, and that's what this story is about. So if you haven't seen the teasers that I have yet, I suggest do this. Go to www.imtnworldwide.com/transitions. When you pull up that page, you're going to see an article about this story, about the film. You're going to see behind-the-scenes pictures. You're going to see two teasers that I created. The first teaser is the first thing I ever shot in my life and ever edited in my life. And the second teaser is the second one. So you're going to see a little bit of progress in between the two, but you're going to get a really good idea about the film. Hopefully you enjoy it. Again, there is pictures if you don't like to read, and video if you don't like to read. But then also there's also a good GoFundMe page on there too. So if you'd like to support the project, please do so. Every little bit counts. The other thing that's going on right now, of course, is talent. Whereas people say they have talent and, you know, they don't know really how to show people that they have that talent. At a certain point, you got to be able to prove that you have talent. So one of the things I've been doing over the last few years is talent development, because most people are not really ready for management. They think they are, but they're not, because they don't want to work. They want everything to be done for them rather than they do it themselves. Well, guess what? Even with that, you still need pictures. You still need a headshot. You still need a resume. You still need a monologue. You still need all those things that everybody else has to compete in the industry that they say they want to compete in. So what I've decided to do is say, look, let's eliminate the excuses and reasons you might not be getting looked at as you want to, and especially if all you do is extra stuff, at a certain point you want to be the lead, don't you? So that's what I've been doing. So if you are that person right now, you happen to be listening to this show, or you know somebody that applies to, help them hit me up. Visit IMTN Worldwide on Instagram, or email me, chris@imtnworldwide.com. And that way I can see what I can do to help you. Now, again, everybody is not as serious as they say they are, but, again, I always ask, what's on your resume, and how do you feel about it? See, I'm just point blank with it now. See, I'm petty. I ain't used to be this petty back in the day. I'm not nice as nice as I used to be, unfortunately. That's because I don't like wasting time. And a lot of people like to play games and waste time rather than do the hard work. And then they wonder why they are still in the background rather than in the forefront. Like the Ocon twins right now, who are on TV right now in London for the second time this year. 646-652-4479 is the number, folks. So, again, there's a lot of stuff going on. And, of course, I'll mention the Ocon twins. They actually have a shoot this Sunday for a great cause. There's a charity that just started up in London, England, called Elevate Her. It's a nonprofit organization. And I'm going to read a little bit of the actual flyer information if I can pull it up real quick. So I want to make sure I did this on my show because it's the Women in Business show. And because the Ocon twins will be on my show soon. So I'm going to go ahead and pull that up because I want to actually read a little bit of it because I actually did a post for them earlier today. And I just want to – I'm trying to plot it, folks, before I go off the air. I think I got enough time to do it. Let's check. Yeah, I got time. So Elevate Her is a nonprofit, and the Ocon twins were booked to actually not just take part in a photo shoot, but a little bit of a video as well. Let's see if I can find it here. And let's see, I can't find it off the screen. Let's see. Oh, I must not have posted it there. All right, so let me see if I can find this. This is awkward. I can't find my own post. And you hear chairs in the background. Like I said, I'm at Starbucks tonight to do the show. Couldn't help it. Technical difficulties. I didn't feel like canceling the show just because. Because see, guess what? I like to finish stuff. You see what I'm saying? That's just me. There it is. Elevate Her. this is a strange person walking back and forth, y'all. Anyway, so I posted this. When you say you want to make a difference, do you really mean it? Elevate Her does. They have started an empowerment and motivational movement for young females living in London, England. Why is this necessary? Many feel they have nowhere to turn when the stress of everyday life overwhelms them. There are young women that are looking for work, taking care of kids on their own, fighting addictions. Some are homeless, in bad relationships, and others are struggling in school, but trying to start their own businesses and are in debt doing it. You are not alone. I'm very pleased that the Ocon twins were selected to help bring visibility to this movement. Soon you will see the results of their upcoming shoot. Until then, be sure to follow the Elevate Her page on Instagram. And if you would like to support this nonprofit organization by a donation, email help@elevateheruk.org. And that Instagram page is elevate.her.uk. So make sure y'all do that. If you're following the IMTM Worldwide page, you will see that particular post on Instagram, and you'll see the logo of the nonprofit organization. Again, it's called Elevate Her. And this is targeting the young women that are in London who are going through a lot of things. It's worldwide, of course, but this particular organization is taking it upon themselves to try to do something about it to help. So I just wanted to give them a shout-out. Hopefully they get to hear that in the near future. You know, they're 5 hours behind us, actually. They're all asleep over there in the London town. But I just wanted to make sure I did that before the end of the show. So that being said, we're going to close out the show. I'm glad for all those who are able to listen tonight. Again, MJ Givens is doing such a good job continuing her business and making things happen. Like, really, see, again, that cliche, oh, I make it happen, I'm boss and all this kind of stuff. Most of those people are just talking. They're just talking. They're not doing any of the elemental work that goes behind working for it. So I just want to give her one more shout-out just to say how proud I am of her and all of her accomplishments up till now. And I know she's going to meet all of her goals in the near future. So that being said, we're going to close out the show. Again, one more time, download this. If you're listening to this, please tell at least one other person, download the Spreaker app to your phone. Go to your app store and download Spreaker.com. Follow the IMTN Worldwide Radio page. You have to verify your email to do it. That's how you know you're following the page. I will see your name pop up once you verify your name. Okay? Do that. Follow the IMTN Worldwide Radio page on Instagram. There's also a Twitter page, by the way, IMTM Radio. All right? So make sure you do that. Of course, visit www.imtnworldwide.com/transitions to watch my teasers for my film Transitions. It's going to be a great film. Again, we're going to have our first shoot next Sunday. I'm very excited. We have our first rehearsal tonight. We're having another one tomorrow. It's going to be a big deal. Mercedes-Benz has shown interest in being a sponsor in the movie. I'm so excited about that. So a lot of people are taking notice. Hopefully you will too. Until next time. And again, the next guests on the Women in Business show are going to be the Ocon twins live from London, England, Sam and Cass Ocon. I'm so excited about them being on the show. The first time was 2 years ago, right after I discovered them mostly. So all the stuff that they've done since then, they're going to give you an idea of what they've accomplished over 2 years. They're going to give you the films and TV shows and web series and photo shoots and their trip to America, just all the things that they have planned. It's going to be a very exciting interview. It's probably going to be an hour long because they just have that much stuff going on, seriously. So I'm very excited about that. So make sure you tune in to find out when that show is going to happen. So, that being said, we're going to go ahead and get out of here. This is Chris on IMTN Worldwide Radio. This is Women in Business. Y'all take care until next time. Peace.